We are in the middle of Hilchas Shabbos, in the middle of Hilchas Yerubachatzeris. Now moving on, Shin Ayin, on the bottom of Resh Lamehim and Aleph, to Dini Shituv Be'erev, the halachas of Shituv in an Erev. Ubaychas Ifim in this 8 paragraphs. Sif Aleph, Hadar Beveshar. Someone lives in a gatehouse, Achsadra, Umrepesh, Abachatza, types of porches. In the courtyard, in Isa b'Ne'achatzah, it doesn't make it forbidden on the people of the courtyard. We're talking about people that, regarding, like we said, the halachas of joining together in the Erev. She'en m'chashu m'dir, they're not considered as a resident. Aval ador b'vesatem, if someone lives, however, in the straw house, the house where they store the straw, b'vesa'etzim, in the wood storing house, b'vesa'bakar, in the barn, b'vesa'etzaris, in the storehouse, Aisri makes it a bit. Says Mishbaru, Siv Katan Alf. Hadam Beishar Bechul, if someone lives in a gatehouse, etc., Loish Loshal Rabim doesn't make a difference if it's a public one, Loish Loshal Yacha doesn't make a difference if it's an individual. Vav Bishish Labeishar Arba Machitzes, and even if the gatehouse has four walls, Vagam Makoiran, those are roofed. That's Allah even so. Kimish Ibn Dechsham, since people pass through there, that's what a gatehouse is. And the Choshab Dir is not considered as a residence, finally come on, Besiv Zain. Siv Katan Beis. Or Achsadra, or Porch, Mepeset, Pirusha, Mevil, Kamavis, Meshinai, Hey, we'll see in Shinai, Hey, what these are. Siv, Cotton, Gimel. In Isa Bechul, it doesn't make it forbidden on the rest of the people of the courtyard. That is, Imlein, Nost, Chelik, Be'ev, if it doesn't give a portion in the Erev, which usually would be a disqualifier. Siv, Cotton, Dal, because in Chashum, Dir, it's not considered as a residence. For within something is Sukkah, Zachag, Bechag, the Sukkah, the hut that we have on Sukkahs, on Sukkahs. Kamkin lechashib adir lasso, so it's not considered as a residence to make forbidden if it doesn't join into the Erev. The Sharad Tzin Oiz Gimel says, and even though previously in Shin Samach Vav Zabez, you see that Yesh Visukas, those who dwell in huts, are obligated in the Erev. There it's talking about where they're permanent over there, constantly, where that's how they live in the deserts. Chedusha Begiveger remains with this halacha, actually, with a Tzarachin, however. Says Mishmar further, he says, Bayashim Ba'abamas Alabamas, a house that's not 4 Amas squared, in Isa does not make it forbidden if he doesn't join the Erev. Like Hashibadira, again, it's also not considered as a residence. Siv Katan Hay, Avadar Bechulub, if someone lives in the Beis HaTevin, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitzvahs, then he'll make it forbidden because the Hashibadira, they're considered as a residence. Avbishasui Makan Makiris, even if it's made out of reeds or inferior building, things like that. Bevulakam Osi later on, Siv Hay, the Ma'ichoshim of the Eats over there, Alpha Bishin, the Ashim, Meshechim, even if he doesn't sleep or lay down over there, Mikudira, that's called the residence. The Makam Pitagram is where a person eats, that's the primary criterion. Sivkat and Bam, and therefore, Iser, they make it forbidden, Ashit and Chalkim Erev until he gives his portion in the Erev. Siv Beis. Balabai Shishle Harbor Bat Machatzer, a homeowner that has many homes in this courtyard. Vishilan Iskin La Acherim, and he's a landowner, he lends it or rents it out to others. And each one of them has a kitchen to be dvarim things. She'enim the tom b'shabbos, they cannot be moved on Shabbos. Machbas kavim because they're heavy, or machbas isim because they're prohibited to move. Shem dvarim she'asal talim, they're things that are forbidden to be moved. I feel it's like coming even when you, if you need a place, then in adar mehem isim alav. Then those who live over there in those apartments don't make it forbidden on him. Because they're all essential like guests in regarding to him, the landowner. If he can live, gam heim utram leitim ibatim lechatzer. Therefore, they're also allowed to carry out from their homes to the courtyards, even though they themselves, the renters, did not join the Erev. They may not bottom Shalai. Now, if they're not his homes, Likanuiz Vleschur is not purchased, not rented. Even though he has inside those apartments things that are forbidden to be moved, then they will make it forbidden one on the other. Agar says, Jamal, Yesham, some say, that this is all talking about, in the Yerim Machatzer Lehem. That there's no other dwellers in the courtyard but them. But if the other residents of Malikh and Erev Meitzlam, and they bring their Erev to them, then each one has to join the Erev. That's however behind the scene, the Perikets Meshatfen. Morva says, Rama Echad Shesoch Abayis Venev Kechav. Someone rents his house from a non-Jew. Yisker Echem Nabir Lechaveroi. So Imit Chil Eschar Adayt Dahachi. And if in the beginning he did not have this in mind, it's as if the whole beer is his. And he rented one of the apartments to his friend. But if he originally rented with this intention, is considered as two apartments. Then it's not effective. Even though one of them has a right of way in his friend's apartment, that's my dear Kedusha Shmei Malf. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkut and Zayin. So if there's a landowner that has many homes, a landlord in this courtyard, Mishilon Bechulu, and he went and he lent it out. So Mishnah Berurah qualifies as Sivadavka Kishashilas Mam Ruba. Specifically, if he lent it out for a long period of time, but if he only lent it out, let's say just temporarily, in Oisla Bechulin, then said the way the Kishin, there's no question at all. Of course, the one who has it just as a temporary is for sure not going to make it forbidden. Let's say he lent it out or rented out for a long period of time to others. But he has certain things there that cannot be moved. Because of its weight. So even though it doesn't become mukta through its heaviness, since it's difficult to clear it out, it's not the norm to move it out on Shabbos. Which is shared in the above brings the mugger from his mafarkuk and Allah Chal the Shulchan Aruch. All you have is metaritz. Look over there. Sivkut and tes. Or that there are things that they're shasal talplam that you're forbidden to move them. Afilu b'chulu, even if you know you need its place, because the mayimutal talplam itself go and become it. Because some of them would be permitted, which are many muksa items are, if at least you, when you need to use it for something else or its place. Maybe it would be necessary for the landlord to utilize them on Shabbos. Or you would have to take it out for whatever reason. Then they wouldn't have anything over there anymore that he has a hold anymore, and that would be a problem. So as we're saying, these are things that are going to stay over there.
So that's what Mechaber says, that those type of dwellers don't make it forbidden on him, because they're all like his guests. Because the landlord didn't remove himself totally, because he still has stuff over there. Now that's specifically if his objects are laying over there. But as long as they're not over there, even though he has a right to leave over there, that would not be effective, and then they would make it forbidden on him. But up until then, if he does have objects, they're all like a guest, that's like by him. Now, he has permission to leave it over there. Even though he doesn't have permission to leave it in the whole house, right? But Pinach has only one corner, that's fine. As the Sharatina says, that's how it's on the Mordech and the Ritva, not like the Bach that wants him to die from Rashi, that even with the Saicha, the renter has permission to throw the objects outside, since it's something that's not movable on Shabbos, is permitted, that's not true. Rather, it's like the way that Tez Yamdiv is inclined, that even the Rashi intended, what he writes to Ibayi, if he wants to shuckle the Shuddle, he can throw it outside, that's going on the masker, the landlord. And that's obviously not a Zeruah that quotes the words of Rashi and Ram together, it sounds like it's one thing, and they don't disagree on each other. But says the Mishnah Berurah, says Avul Mein L'Rishus L'Zeklah. But if it doesn't have permission at all, Rak Sheinich L'Sham B'Derech Mikri, just happened to have left something over there. V'Inak Bin Mula B'Zeh, and the renter is just not particular about it. But Nasa De'Zeku Arach Matzli, the renters are not like guessed by him, and therefore Vayisum Lo, they would make it forbidden on them. Sivkon Yud Beis. Now, therefore, the Mechabed said so. Okay, so they're permitted to carry out also from their own homes, even though they didn't give an heir. But V'Ena Bad Mishle B'Chulu. But if let's say the homes are not his, not bought, not rented. Ritzlim Mormitz says like this: the dina del el mayri, the previous halach is tomah shabbatim shaloi be'etzim, that they're really his homes, or yishu sachar, yishu shol, or it's rented, or it's lent to him, v'eskiru nashin la'achar, and he subleased it or lent it out to someone else. The b'zamrin, that's what we say: do nasa ka'irech etzlei, that the renter or is like a guest by him. Ina b'ayishach le'klah, but if the home doesn't belong to the original guy at all, el shneim him shchein b'chatzir, they're both neighbors in the court. B'chalech yish le'bayis b'mnas, but each one has his own independent home. Be'echir yish le'rishus b'beis chaveri, and one just has a right in this friend's house to put an object over there, and they put it over there. Like Nasru Kabbalah Baisalab, he's not like he's like the landlord on him, and the Beshe Kenech Dekarich, it's like that the other person is like a guest by him. That wouldn't apply. So then that's what he said, even though there are things that are forbidden to move, then they would make it forbidden on others. Sivkon Yud Gimel. Then Rama said, some say, this is all when the only ones who live in the courtyard are only them. Ritzlum Ramitz says, Amos Aymil Tvisas Yad, when does it help the space that the permission that he has, Shishla Balabais, that the landlord has, is that he has stuff over there. There's no one else living in the courtyard but him and that other person. And those who lent it or rented it to them, oi, Afilo yesh oydiyur mechatzah, or even there actually there are other residents in the courtyard. El shal isim diyur, but those residents mavin eruvan, they bring their eruv manichan leisav beis balabais zeh, but they put into this home of this landlord. Or beechem bivat mashulim sheish lo balabais tvirziel den, or in one of the lent out homes that the landlord has some type of holding still in it, as the sharatin is test. And this included what the Ramah writes after that, Malik and Eruvin Etzlon, where they bring the Erev to him, coming to exclude when they put the Erev in the house of a Balabais, or in the homes that are lent out or rented, that we're saying. Oh, says the Mishmeru of Oz in Jechim Kalit and the Erev Pasan, and then if they give any bread for the Erev, which you call Batim Elu, because all these homes, they can buy Sachas, are like one house. Ubayisha Erev Munich Bay, and the house that the Erev is placed in, ain't Tzorch Litin Pasan, you don't have to give bread at all. Now, because yes, Oydir Mechir Mechatz, but if there are other residents in the quarter, Benichan, Erev Shalom, Bevais, Balabais, and they don't put the Erev in the home of this landlord, but the Shadir, and rather in one of the other residents' homes, the Bezeh, regarding this, Aloha Balabais, Balabach, it's Orlin, Chel, Erev. So anyways, the landlord has to give a portion of the Erev. Then, Lemahani, Bezeh, to Bezeh, it doesn't help that he still has some holdings, Lift, Asoichem, Litin, Chel, Erev, to exempt the renters from giving a portion of the Erev. The Migi, the Shadir, Asya, Balabais, because since the other residents make it forbidden on the landlord, so Hanuk Shadar, Bevais, as though they live in his house, even if, so to speak, they're the guest, Nami Asilov, they also make it forbidden, not cheat, no chel be'erim, until they give a portion of the erim. That's what the Yesh Oimrim hold. Sivkot Yudal. Then the Ramah said that whether a person rents a house from a non-Jew, if you have one person that rents from a non-Jew, and then he leases out Echad min Abir, what that does it mean? Chedr Echad min Abir, meaning from the home that he's renting, he leases out one room to a boarder. So that's what the Rama said. If in the beginning he didn't rent it, Sipkot Dezvav, a date to the Hachi with that intention, it's what it means to say is Beshushah Sachem and Akim when he rented it from the non-Jew, like even let's about the Chaber. He didn't have in mind to rent it for him and for his friend, which he ultimately rents out a room in his apartment to that other person. That, says Rama, that's like as if the whole apartment is his, and he's leasing out one of the apartments to his friend. Sipkot Dezvav, Avol Bot. If he rented it initially a daitach without a mind, some what it means to is from the beginning when he rented it, kibun lisker gam bat chabei, he also had a mind to rent it for his friend. The mesratzi itel lo deyach, they were agreeing to be dorm mates. Ishtekach, it comes out the high sechem naakam that this guy rented from the non-Jew, shlichutz the chavikah, but he was doing the agency of his friend. Ushnei mishavim bevayzeh, and they were both equal in this apartment in this house. So then, it says, Ramah, two homes, and Sivkot Nizayin, but Limahani, and it doesn't help, even though one of them has some holdings in the other one's apartment. Okay, like I said previously, but if the home is not his, then that doesn't help. But if someone lives in where this wood is stored or stuff like that, then it's a significant residence to make it forbidden. That's talking about where the base atem, the base atem belongs to him. And if it's talking about where he borrowed or he rented it from someone else, then you need at least that it shouldn't be that the landlord has some wood or something like that, something that's not movable on Shabbos. Because if not, then the balabais has a tefisiyah, then it doesn't make it forbidden, as Mechaber says. It's a base. The rest of a shilon. That a balabaisa has many homes and he lends it out or leases it out. Says, now, temporary means 30 days, but more than that is Zman Meruba. That's a something with the Chiddushei Rashba as is brought at the end of the Siman. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number one. If a gatehouse is of a courtyard that doesn't have any residents, Chaznish writes that if someone lives in that gatehouse, it makes it forbidden on the people of the Chatzar. Because they don't really walk through this gatehouse, and he'll carry out his came to a different chatzah, because since they consider a kilim shoshavas a bais, it is a bais, because it doesn't have the inferiority of people walking through it. So the kilim that was shoshavas in the different chatzah, you would not be able to bring through this beis shah. Mishnah number two, the Mishnah Berurah had said, look at later on the Zayin, but you see by there that if someone lives in the house that functions as the base shower to an inner house, you have to walk through the outer apartment to get to the inner apartment, and only an individual lives in the inner apartment, he makes it forbidden on the inner one, and they have to make an Erev together, because it's like a base shower for the individual. Now, the reason over here why it doesn't make it forbidden, the Sharatzin Reis, because over here is a Beishar that stands at the opening of the Chatzur, which is not made for residence. There's talking about by an apartment that on its own it is fit for residence. It's only because you pass through it that it's considered as a Beishar. And therefore, by Yachid, it does not remove from it the name of Adira. It also writes that Prima Gum is not sure by Beishar that's near a house on the outside. Maybe it has a look like a Beishar Shabbat Chatzur because it's also not made for residence. Dish number three, Mishpurat said something is a sukkah on sukkahs, it's not considered as a deer to make it forbidden. And even though regarding carrying from a sukkah to another sukkah in the Achatzar, in Tarfesh Lamadal, Mishpur Paskins, that's forbidden. Sevi ben Simcha writes that there it's talking about where the sukkah is right into the house, and there it's considered as one of the extended rooms of the house, at least regarding Kilm Shashav Sabah. It's considered like as if it started residence in the house. Look over there, he brings a chuba from Chaim Kanyeska, that there it's talking about where there are residents in the house, and you know, I'll carry from the sukkah to sukkah, Kilm Shashav Sabah is just like it's forbidden to carry, Kilm Shashav Sabah is from a chatzah to a chatzah. Chuba's Shari Day arise, that even though the sukkah is not considered as a dira to make the chatzah forbidden, however, it is considered as the bias regarding carrying from it to the chatzah or to another sukkah. Now, if all the people of the chatzah, also women and minors, eat only in their sukkahs and not in their homes, Chuba's B'Tzal Chachma writes that the people of the sukkahs do not make it forbidden one on the other, because it's considered as if the sukkahs are found in the chatzah where there's no homes, and therefore also the residents in their homes are not making it forbidden, because in this Shabbos, the residents is not where they eat their bread, and they're allowed to carry from one sukkah to another sukkah in the chatzah without an air. These words are like what Chaim Kanieski says, it's the holy issue of the care from sukkah sukkah is only when the bais makes a forbidden and the kalim started Shabbos inside it. Now, regarding making the area of an Arab Shabbos of sukkah, the tributary day arises that even though the place of the bread of all them is in the sukkah and it's not considered as a deer to make it forbidden, they can make the bracha because even on the sukkah of sukkah does not make it forbidden, you're not allowed to carry from it to the chatzar. And moreover, because there are women and minors that are not obligated in the sukkah and their residence is in the house. Now, according to Chubis B'Tzal Chachar B'Chaim Kanyaski, if they're all eating in the sukkah, it would seem that you would not be able to make a bracha such an Arab. Dish number four, if the sukkah is built inside a house, it's just on sukkahs they remove the skylight and they make the sukkah over there. Aruch HaShulchan writes that it has halacha like a bias. Dish number five, when there's only enough to square the area 4x4, and Shin Sam Avav, Meshpur brings machlekes a place, that's considered as dir. Pinchas Nish is the ikkar like those who hold, that's not considered, it has to be literally 4x4. Dish number seven, what's the get of Tfisas Yad? We find machlekes between the Ramah over here and the Meshpurah and Sivkar Nid Gimel, and that of the Chaz Nish. Pin Ramah, based on Shitra Ben Yehindesin, is that the whole heter is only regarding this, that someone that lives in a place that the Balabais has a Tfisas Yad, has some type of holdings, it does not make it forbidden on the Balabais, or even the way that there are other residents in the Chatzar, it's just that they put the Erev in the house of the landlord, that he has a Tfisas Yad in the house that's in the courtyard, and you don't know the guy who's living in this house that he has a Tfisas Yad to make it forbidden on the people of the Chatzar, but if the Tfisas Yad in the Baish of the Chatzar is to one of the people of the courtyard, that you don't have the Erev of all of them in this house, so this one who lives in that house that his neighbor has a Tfisas Yad would make it forbidden on other people the Chatzar. Another Pinchas Nish is whenever you have a Tfisas Yad in one house, then the dwellers don't make it forbidden on other people the Chatzar. However, that's Dafk if the Balabais lives with them in the Chatzar or in that area that's surrounded with Mechitza that are kosher. But if, let's say, he doesn't live there with them, Chaz Nish writes that even when he has a Tfisas Yad, then the residents are not secondary to him and therefore they're not going to be considered as his guests. Issue number nine: If the landowner that's renting it out is a non-Jew or a renegade Jew, and he has by a Jew that's renting him a tefisa yad with things that are very heavy that are permanent over there, look later on Sifkon Yud if a tefisa yad is affected by nachi. So Chuvus B'Tzal Chachma writes it's possible it's not considered like he has a tefisa yad because since he generally does his malacha on Shabbos, so therefore he wouldn't refrain from doing also malacha that has a big tircha of removing it on Shabbos. However, Ladin, he comes out that it is considered Tfisas Yad and brings many proofs to this, and that's obviously in the words of Rashi, but it's brought in the Chaz Nish, that there's Tfisas Yad by a masker that's an achri, and at the minimum, same thing is by a vessel that are very heavy that makes it permanent. Dishu number 10, Sharatzin Sivkot and Vav had referenced the question of Magen Avraham on the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham asks, how could you make it dependent the measurement of heaviness? But what's heavy for one person is easy for someone else. And the Rebbe writes, only things that are muktzar are considered as tefisas yad. Rebbe Nagoy Smak, he writes that heaviness does establish it. And that's the Rinal Yab named the Rajba, and that's the Achrein also agree that I brought up here in the Sharatzi and Tesh Shabbos and Das Torah, right? That whenever you have to take something in two hands, it's considered heavy to make it permanent. And it makes a riot to this when the words like Mar Shabbos of Mamehim obeys, that a menorah that's taken with one hand, you're allowed to move. Taken with two hands, it's forbidden to move because the person is conveyed to a mokum, and for sure things that are taken only with two people, for sure it's considered as heavy things. Dish number 11, if the Balabais is Machal Shabbos, the truth Mar Sham writes, it's not considered as Tfisas Yad because he would move a mukta item. Dirshu number 12, that they're all considered as guests. For this reason, the Tribus Mechaz Yitzchak writes that if the masker is a Nachri, his Tfiz Yad will not be affected by a renter as a Jew, because since again the Tfiz Yad is that the Seich is considered as a guest, a Jew is not a guest by the Nachri, as brought Magen Abraham, and that's written in Tshuvas Chalkas Yaakov. In other words, from the Chaz Nisha, it sounds like that he holds a halacha like the Pin the Rishonim, that Tfiz Yad of a Nachri is affected by a renter that's a Jew. Edition number 13, a hotel that the owners are Jewish, and they're renting out to guests their rooms that have beds and tables and things like that, that the renters use. The opinion that the Devar of Ram, the Chaznesh, is not considered as the Balabayas has over the Tfiz Yad, and you would not be able to carry it out in there. And that's a dike in Shuvas Mechaz Yitzchak and Marsham, and like their words written in Shuvas Netzesedek, and that's how it's the opinion of the Shail in Shuvas Marshag, that only the objects of the Balabayas that the Seicher does not need and doesn't utilize, that's considered as Tfiz Yad. Now then, Shuvas Meyehuda writes that since it's in the Yad of the Balabayas to take the bed and the table and to switch it with others, and for the guests, they don't have permission to take those vessels out to somewhere else. It's considered that the Balabais has over the Tfiz Yad, and that's in Shuvas Sheiris Yaakov. Shuvas Sheiris Meisher writes that those are objects that he rents explicitly to the guests are considered Tfiz Yad. Shuvas Sheiris Levi writes, Aloha is like the Chaznesh and those who hold like him, that it's not considered the Bayamat Tfiz Yad, but in the present situation, that you cannot, you know, forget any other way, maybe you could be lenient regarding this. And this is all when the owner of the hotel lives over there permanently there in the hotel, as we said, as say later on, Sivkon Zayin. Edition number 14, if he rents him a room that you have over there, an iron oven, the Das Torah writes that even if it did not explicitly specify that the oven should remain over there, it's considered that as if he left over there a schus in the dira, because the seicher saw this when he rented, that the oven is over there, and he should have stipulated that he should remove it, and he didn't. Edition number 15, if someone rents a house that has two rooms, and eats only in one of the rooms, and Sefer Erech Shai he writes that it has to be that the Balabais has Tfiz Yad in the room where he eats over there. And if sometimes he eats his meals in this room and sometimes in that room, so then he has to have Tfiz Yad in both rooms, like the Pin Chaznish, that only the room that you eat over there on Shabbos is considered as a bias. But according to Mishnah Berurah and Shinun Hei, that writes in the name of the base man, Rabbi Kibbe Eger, that when you have a bias, the room that you eat over there in Shabbos and also the other rooms have a halacha like the bias, so then Chayr Tfiz Yad would help, even in the room that they don't eat over there. Dishu number 16, Pin Chaznesh, that also in the case that there are other residents in the Chatzar and the Eber is placed by them, the Tfiz Yad of the Masker would be effective regarding the renter that they're potter to give their portion in the Eruv. Dishu number